Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back one of the regular players of the game, Peter Jones, who's been with us since the show began, two other regulars now, that is Wendy Richard and Paul Merton, and someone who's playing the game for the first time, Lee Simpson. Would you please welcome all four of them? Sits Miriam Jones, is going to keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I will ask our panellists to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitating, without repeating anything or deviating from the subject on the cards. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject to start off with is the third row in this audience. Everybody who's not in the third row is roaring with laughter. Oh, you're getting hand signals from the third row already, Peter. Right. Would you talk on that subject starting now?
Well, I'm very pleased to be talking about them because they look such a jolly crowd. One lady's waved already. And obviously they are modest enough not to have tried to get into the first two rows, and yet they're not kind of withdrawn enough to sit further back. So they're fairly well balanced, I would say. I can see two beards at least. And,
Paul Merton, you're challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a definite error there. Paul, there are 37 seconds left. You get a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of the third row in this audience, starting now.
Well, the third row in this audience is made up of a bunch of people who, quite frankly, shouldn't be allowed out. They're sitting here in all kinds of strange garb. There's people who've got straight...
Lee Simpson, challenge.
Repetition of people?
Yes, you said people before. Yes.
Can we just keep this friendly?
Lee Simpson, your
just keep it nice
first challenge, what your first drinks? Point, and 28 seconds left, starting now.
In this audience in the third row is a gentleman over there I can see whose head could be turned upside down and look exactly the same if it was the right way you were.
Paul Merton challenged.
Repetition of Zhilovilla.
Entirely right. 17 seconds for you, Paul. Back with the subject and another point starting now.
Has there ever been such a wonderful collection of people as we have in the third row of the audience tonight? All ex-beauty queens and Mr. Universes. They stand here stark naked.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
These two men with the beards were never beauty queens.
I like Peter's challenge. He's got 7 seconds to tell us more about the third row in this audience, starting now.
They're fairly evenly distributed, male and female. And I do hope they've come together, some of them, and will leave together at the end.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And on this occasion, it was Peter Jones, so Peter has the lead alongside Paul Merton at the end of the round. Paul, will you take the next round? The subject is package deals. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I like a good deal in packages. There's a shop near me that sells nothing but packages, and I go in there and I say, oh, look, 50% off. I'll have a very large package, please.
Wendy Richard has challenged.
But you said package more than once, and it should be package deal, shouldn't it?
No, if the subject's on the card, Wendy, you can repeat it.
He said packages three times.
Well, if he said packages three times, but look happier about it, Wendy. You can have the subject of package deals. 49 seconds left, starting now.
Actually, I didn't particularly want to talk about package deals, but as I have to, I shall do my very best. One of the best package deals I ever had...
Lee Simpson, challenge.
Edition of best?
Yes, I'll do my very best, and one of the best deals she had. Right. The subject is package deals, Lee. 42 seconds, starting now.
I associate with package deals holidays. Package holidays.
Yes, Paul.
A repetition of holidays, unfortunately.
Yes, I'm afraid so. 37 seconds. You have package deals back with you, and another point, of course, starting now.
I went into the travel agents last year, and I said, what can you offer me in the way of package deals? He said, there's a 50% off I've forgotten what he said. He had a stutter. What can I do?
But did you take the offer, Paul?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
Wendy, you have the correct challenge. 29 seconds package deal starting now.
A good package deal I once acquired was from packages of breakfast foods. And I got this wonderful plastic clock with a honey monster on. It went very well for 3 years and has just packed up, unfortunately. I think if I fiddle with the hands, I might get it going again. But it's these sort of package deals that I really do enjoy. And I think we should all read these packages more often. And you never realise what wonderful
things... You're challenged?
Yes.
Repetition of packages?
Yes, rather
well
too
done.
Many.
And you've cleverly got him with 2 seconds to go.
Are we having psychic challenges now?
You want them?
All right, then.
Peter, 2 seconds, another point to you. Package deal starting now.
If I buy a packet of confectionery...
Yes, he stumbled as the whistle went. Paul almost tried and got in, but didn't quite make it. Wendy, will you take the next round? The subject, raffles. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
3 years ago, I went to Singapore. It was my ambition to visit Raffles, which is one of the most famous hotels in the world. Unfortunately, Raffles was closed for refurbishment. I do understand that Raffles is now open and is one of the greatest places to visit when in that country. The other sort of raffles I also enjoy are the ones where you buy tickets. I'm never particularly lucky to win anything, but being a generous soul, and if it is for a good cause, then I will purchase such items. Nicola...
Paul Merton challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes,
I was
indeed.
Pausing for breath. To breathe, aren't you?
Well, you breathe very well up to that point. You went going for 33 seconds breathing
so
quite normally.
Yeah,
rather
so
a long breath there, Wendy, maybe. So I think there was hesitation. Raffles is a subject, Paul, and there are 27 seconds left, starting now.
Raffles the Amateur Cracksman was a fictional creation of E.W. Hornung, who was the brother-in-law of Sir Alfred Conan Doyle. He was a man who... I said Alfred Conan Doyle. Who's he?
I know. Wendy, you've got a correct challenge. 15 seconds. Raffle starting now.
About...
Paul Merton.
Breathing?
Yeah. Well, the audience appear to endorse the challenge.
Before, if he's going to be like that, I won't play anymore. He always picks on me.
But it's a campaign on my part.
But Wendy, you say that every time you come on the show with Paul.
I know, he always picks on me.
Paul, 14 seconds on raffles, starting now.
Starting when?
Wendy, you challenged again. Hesitation. Well done, that was quick as well. another point to Wendy. 13 seconds raffles, Wendy, starting now.
At this time of the year, everybody's trying to do raffles. There are many...
Paul Merton challenge.
Deviation, not everybody's trying to do raffles.
No, not everybody. No, that is a deviation.
Well,
some
just about
are.
Everybody I know are. Yes.
Well, you must mix in a very strange circle of people then. How many people in the audience are doing raffles at this time of year? One now.
Paul, you have 9 seconds on raffles starting now.
His best chum was called Bunny, and he would help Raffles at his various safe-breaking exploits. Raffles was a gentleman who also played cricket for England and was much regarded...
Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's now taken the lead ahead of Peter Jones and Wendy Richard. And Lee Simpson, will you take the next round? The subject, Greek gods. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
Having had not a whiff of a classical education, I know very little about Greek gods. What my adolescent mind did notice was, however, they went to extraordinary lengths to get their leg over. It obviously wasn't enough being immortal to impress some Thessalonian babe. They had to turn themselves into a swan or a shower of rain in order to introduce themselves. There'd be a party with the mortals on one side and the immortals over the other. So to break the ice, they'd turn themselves into an eagle or other such thing. What I wonder is it any less scary for a bird of prey to swoop down and say, have you ever been here before, than for someone from Mount Olympus to do so? And how do you actually have sexual congress with an eagle? As a human being, it must be...
Paul Merton challenge.
Up a tree.
A bonus point for the challenge, but what's the real one?
No real challenge. That's all it was.
Well, you slipped up there because you repeated eagle. Lee gets a point for being interrupted, keeps the subject, 19 seconds, Greek gods, starting now.
There was an Athenian girl who went through with a marriage ceremony with a small sheep, whose name was Derek. Life carried on for many years. She would snuggle up to his wool on cold winter Greek evenings, and they had a marvellous time together. On their 35th anniversary of their wedlock occasion, he bought her a very special gift of a...
Pricked up the style of this game very rapidly, Lee, because you started with the subject and finished with it in spite of being interrupted, and you get a point, of course, for speaking as the whistle went. You move forward, you're in second place, equal with Peter Jones and Wendy Richard, and you're all trailing Paul Merton by 4 points. And Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is getting confused. It happens regularly in this game, but will you talk on the subject starting now?
Well, my advice is, once you become confused, is to admit it. And don't worry about it, because it's very difficult to sort things out nowadays. For instance, the economy, they say we're doing better. Other people say we're not really getting out of the recession.
Yes.
Repetition of people.
Paul, correct challenge, 44 seconds, getting confused, starting now.
I was walking down the street the other day when a giant strawberry came out of the shoe shop and went... Now, this is the sort of thing that I can't stand because it sends my equilibrium all over the place. I go doolally. So I go down to the doctor and I say, you'll never guess what happened just now. And he says to me, well, I reckon that probably what happened was you had an encounter with some strange fruit in one of the merchandising establishments down by the street that we refer to as High, which is High Street backwards, but who cares? Anyway.
Peter Jones challenge.
Well, he did say hi twice.
He did say hi twice, yes. He was going very fast, but he still said hi twice. Right. 18 seconds are left, Peter, for you to get back and, without being confused, to talk about getting confused, starting now.
Well, I can't help but be confused if poor old Paul met a strawberry and he was accosted or something in the streets, not buying, like being accosted by a peanut.
Wendy, you've challenged.
Accosted twice.
Oh, you were accosted twice. Do you want to finish the joke?
No, I don't.
Just for fun, try it. Go on.
Two peanuts walked down the street. One was assaulted.
There you are. It never fails. Wendy, you've got in with 9 seconds to go on getting confused, starting now.
I often get confused at work because I do this programme called EastEnders. We get many...
What's it called?
What?
Well, nobody was speaking then when the whistle went, but as Wendy was the last person to speak, she gets the extra point. Paul Merton, your turn to begin. The subject is The Great Escape. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Harry Houdini is generally acknowledged as the greatest escapologist who ever lived. Perhaps his greatest trick was the occasional...
Lee Simpson chance.
Repeat greatest?
Yes. Lee, you've got him with 52 seconds on the subject. The Great Escape, starting now.
How did Donald Pleasance find that needle? I don't know. Even by measuring the steps from the door to where it should have been and bending down, you couldn't really pick one up. Try it at home. It's very difficult indeed. I tried it with a knitting thing, rather than saying the thing that I should have done.
For Merton challenge.
Repetition of thing.
Yes. You avoided the word, but you had to refer to it by the thing. So, two things and 34 seconds left for The Great Escape. Paul, starting now.
Dum dum. Dum 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 dum. It's Christmas time again. Whenever you hear that familiar musical refrain, you realise that between 2:30 and 6:30 in the evening, you've got The Great Escape, starring Steve McQueen, James Gardner, the bloke who used to be Shuey McPhee in Crossroads. Do you remember him? The chef. He does quite a lot of scenes with the lead actor that I mentioned earlier. And it's one of those films which I suppose has become famous over the years simply because it's on a lot. There is that wonderful scene, for example, where Gordon...
Peter Jones challenge.
Repetition of scene.
Peter, you've cleverly got him with 4 seconds to go on The Great Escape, starting now.
Yes, I was in a film about a great escape. I can't remember the name of it now, but we did it.
So Peter Jones got the extra point, speaking of the whistle, Wendy. He's moved forward in second place behind Paul Merton. Wendy, it is your turn to begin. The subject, peel. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
It is very difficult to peel an orange and get the peel off all in one piece. I once saw some chap on television do this. It was quite a remarkable feat. I actually enjoy peeling oranges. No, I don't.
Paul Merton challenge.
Deviation, she doesn't enjoy peeling oranges.
It's very honest of her to admit it, though, wasn't it?
I go for the hesitation.
It was hesitation.
It was hesitation. That was a rather clever challenge.
And a repetition,
wasn't accurate.
I think. Right. I said orange twice, didn't
Well,
I
sorry. Didn't want to add even more to your woes, really.
The peel is the subject, Paul. 46 seconds starting now.
Diana Rigg made a big impact in 1965 when she joined the Avengers television series. She played the part of Emma Peel, a rather unusual name, but it comes about because the producer wanted somebody who had man appeal, so M appeal was what it became. She, of course, popularised this kind of rough-fighting, beautiful, rubber-clad woman. I think I'm going to have to stop. She was wonderful. She was beautiful. There's no two ways about it. Diana Rigg toyed with my affections long...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of Diana Rigg.
You yes. can't have too much of Diana Rigg.
Peter, you got in with 17 seconds on peel, starting now.
Well, there are lots of peels, almost as many as there are fruits. And if you take the peel off, then you can boil it in sugary water and preserve it and put it into a cake or other kind of confection. And very tasty it is. Sometimes there are little bits of peel on chocolates. Or...
Peter Jones is moving forward another point, and also one for speaking as the whistle went. He's now only 2 points behind our leader, Paul Merton. Lee Simpson, your turn to begin. The subject, a wonderful moment. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
The phone rang. I picked it up. It was a lady called Miriam. She said, "Do you want to be on Just a Minute tomorrow night?" What more wonderful moment could there be? Stomach-churning sycophancy aside, another wonderful moment for me was in 1971, May. My uncle played in the Arsenal... I was so excited by it.
Sort of hesitation, really.
Completely dry. We call that hesitation a point, and the subject, Paul. 44 seconds. A wonderful moment starting now.
Last night, Diana Rigg came round my house, and she had a bottle of beer in her hand and a packet of peanuts, and she was ready to have a party. And we sang songs to the small hours of the morning, and then we got up out, because we'd gone to bed, obviously, and then we got up again, and we sang more songs, and we sang and sang and sang and sang and sang.
My goodness, your fantasy was really communicated there. Wendy, you were the first to challenge.
Yes, there was an awful lot of singing and songs.
Yeah, a lot of singing of songs.
But that's what he does when he sees Diana Rigg. Right, 28 seconds.
I do when I see Diana Rigg.
A wonderful moment starting now.
I've had several wonderful moments in my life, I'm happy to say. One of the most happiest being invited to join this programme for the very first time a few years ago. I had the pleasure of meeting Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo and the lovely Kenneth Williams and, of course, Nicholas Parsons, whom I have known for many years.
Paul Merton, John.
Deviation. I don't think there's any pleasure in meeting Nicholas Parsons.
Why is the audience clapping and laughing? If I could turn you out, I would, you know.
They recognise a universal truth when they hear it.
Struck a chord,
I can't take a point away from you, Paul. Wendy gets one for being interrupted, and she keeps the subject of a wonderful moment, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
Since that first wonderful moment, I have also had the pleasure of being on...
Paul.
Repetition of pleasure.
You had too much pleasure in your wonderful moment.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd start it again.
Yeah, I know. 3 seconds are left on a wonderful moment, Paul, starting now.
I remember when I discovered I'd passed my A-levels...
So Paul Merton got points in the round, also one for speaking as the whistle went, and has increased his lead. He's just ahead of Peter Jones, and then Wendy Richard and Lee Simpson in that order. And Peter, we're back with you to begin. The subject is how to make a fruitcake. Will you, you've given us a few pointers already, but will you talk about that subject? 60 seconds starting now.
I'm sure I gave this recipe years ago on this programme, but here goes again. Now, you get 3, 4, 5 eggs, whatever you feel like, and then you weigh an equal amount of flour, sugar and margarine and mix them all up together. And then you butter a dish or pan, tin thing, and you put it, the mixture in. And if you like to put sultanas and raisins and even apricots or dried figs, whatever you feel like, chopped up a bit, that'll make it more fruity than it would have been otherwise. You can add nuts as well, if you like. That's perhaps going too far. But a little bit of gravy browning. I'm going slowly so that, because people will be writing this down all over the, all over the country. Now, if you want to ice it, that's another thing, but that does in a way spoil the rather nice brown texture with the fruit bubbling up underneath the surface. And it can be very attractive, of course, if you make a particular feature of... how long has it gone on? This cake will be overdone.
Right, yes! The cake might be overdone, Peter, but you certainly wouldn't. They were a bit naughty. They did let you go. They stopped buzzing, actually.
Yeah, I thought
they were getting it done. I mean, the people in the audience there have got their pens and papers out. And anyway, you kept going for 1 minute and 20 seconds, Peter.
Good gracious.
And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. How to make an umbrella. 60 seconds starting now.
First you get your brella and you fix it to your Then you get an equal amount of fruit and margarine and gravy browning and you boil it all up together and then you have a remarkably...
Peter Jones' challenge.
That's plagiarism.
Bonus point, Peter, but I'd hardly call it that. So... Paul, you were interrupted. You get another point of 47 seconds on how to make an umbrella starting now.
You get hold of a piece of circular cloth and several pieces of metal spikes that you put into the aforementioned material, and then you have a handle made of wood or plastic or any similar type of material, and you thrust this...
Wendy, Richard, challenge.
Repetition of material.
Yes, you had some material before, Paul, so Wendy's got in with 28 seconds on how to make an umbrella, starting now.
If you're really desperate and don't have such pieces of metal or material or cloth or whatever, one could always wander into the woods or jungle, depending where you were at the time, and pick a very large leaf, one with a long stalk, and then... you would be possible to walk about holding this over your head and you would keep yourself dry. I have some carved wooden frogs that are holding such items above...
Wendy, you're speaking as whistle. Wendy gained an extra point. You're still in third place, just behind Peter Jones. Paul Merton's in the lead. And, Wendy, your turn to begin. The subject, tryouts. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
In this country, tryouts are known as auditions, but in America, they are known as tryouts. And having to attend one of these can be the most nerve-wracking experience, especially if one is just starting out in the business, as they say. I've had some appalling experiences when I've had to go through these interviews, because you really try to do your best and to convince whoever it is who is trying to see, assess your talent or lack of talent or whatever.
Paul Merton Jones.
Repetition of talent.
Yes.
There's too much talent there. I'm sorry, Wendy. Yes. Paul,
I just wanted to hear you say it, Nicholas.
Paul, 31 seconds for tryouts starting now.
I bought a pair of trousers the other day and I said to the man, can I have these on a tryout basis before I give you the full amount of money? And he said, of course, this is quite a regular custom that we have here. We have lots of people, for example. There's a man who I sold a pair of underpants to in 1934 who's still paying them off on an instalment basis. He's been dead since 1968, but the regular payments come out of his bank account.
Wendy Challenge.
Payments.
You've mentioned payments more than once, Paul, yes. So, Wendy, you've cleverly got back in with 10 seconds on tryouts starting now.
It is possible.
Paul.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid I have to agree, yes. Another point to you, Paul. 9 seconds tryout starting now.
I once went to a tryout for the lead of Evita. Marilyn Monroe was up for it and so was James...
Wendy got in again. 1 second for tryouts, Wendy, starting now. Paul, challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. A fifth of a second for tryouts, Paul, starting now.
In 19...
So, Paul's increased his lead at the end of that round. A number of points in the round and one for speaking as the whistle went. And this next subject is my favourite skirt. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. Will you talk, Paul, on my favourite skirt, 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's a rather fetching little party number. It comes to about 3 inches above the knee, and when I put it on, I feel a little bit fruity, and I sometimes go out to various organised celebrations in this rather beautiful skirt, and it's got a pleat down the back, which is very nice, because it sort of just matches my eyes. It's got a sort of gingham effect, and it's got blue and white squares.
Lee Challenge.
What, you said the pleat matched his eyes?
Yes, that's
right. I've got pleated eyes, look.
No, he has. He's got pleated eyes. I retract completely. He has got pleated eyes.
No.
Medical science is baffled.
40 seconds. My favourite skirt, Lee, starting now.
My favourite skirt is the one Paul's just described. By God, he looks a dream in it. I've seen him sashaying down Oxford Circus with a little twinkle in his eye and a glint in his step. which is really difficult to do.
Yeah.
Actually...
Paul.
A deviation, you can't sashay down Oxford Circus. You can go around Oxford Circus. You can go down Oxford Street, but you can't...
Yeah, you can't sashay down Oxford Circus. Mm-hmm. Right, well done. I grant you that one. 29 seconds, Paul, my favourite skirt starting now.
Unfortunately, it was stolen one night by burglars, and so I had to go down to the police station and look at this line of rather burly men wearing identical skirts and try and pick out which one I wanted to be my lifetime companion. So I moved in with Bert Figgis, safe cracker, amateur cracksman, and one of the nicest blaggers you could ever hope to meet. He's got a little shop just in the East Hornchurch Road, and I go round his place and I say, "Hello, how are you, Mr. Albert?" And he says, "I'm not so bad here. I've got some swag here, which I got from the North South."
Well, that great panache with which Paul finished that round has not only finished the round, but also it's brought the contest to an end. And Paul was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so. And the final situation, Lee Simpson, who hasn't played the game before, but did extraordinarily well, I thought, finished just in fourth place. It doesn't matter where you come, it's the contribution that you make which is so important, Lee. Then it was Peter Jones, and then Wendy Richard just ahead, and then out in the lead, Paul Merton. So we say he is the winner this week, Paul Merton. On behalf of our four panellists, Wendy Richard, Peter Jones and Paul Merton and Lee Simpson, also Miriam Jones, who's kept the score and blown the whistle, our producer, Sarah Smith, and, of course, Ian Messiter, who thought of the game, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed as much as we've enjoyed playing it, and you'll be there at the end of your sets next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, from us all, goodbye.